Normally at this time of year, Phil Levine would be pretty busy.
We usually do our prepared meals, brisket, chopped liver, matzo ball soup, that type of stuff for family gatherings.
Levine, who owns Phil's Deli in Charlotte, says now he's doing about 80% less Passover business. Restaurants across North Carolina are only open for takeout and delivery because of the coronavirus. Levine says he's been making smaller ingredient orders and cutting back on staff.
We have less employees. Like, I usually keep four in the kitchen. Now I have two. I usually have five out on the floor, and it's just me and my wife, Denise.
Levine says he has heard from some regular customers who want to make sure he'll still be open for pickup on Passover and Easter. But because of North Carolina's stay-at-home order, he says fewer families are getting together in person to celebrate, including his.
Probably take a little brisket home and the usual and, have my little personal Seder, I guess. We do FaceTime a lot with the kids and that kind of stuff, so we probably will do that.
For Easter, Charlotte Mediterranean restaurant Elios Noche is offering a roast rack of lamb or prime rib dinner for four to go. But Frank Calsuna says they haven't had many takers. He's with Xenia Hospitality Group, which owns Elios and Big View Diner.
People are hunkered down now. They've been, ravaging supermarket shelves, so a lot of people are stocked up, and, they have a lot of provisions at home.
Kaltsuna says people are cooking more, so the company is trying to adapt.
You're trying to figure out what people want right now, and that's the hardest part because a lot of people are just nervous.
He says Xenia is in the process of expanding into groceries, selling ingredients and supplies it has access to, like Greek olive oil and toilet paper. Lynn Mingus, head of North Carolina's Restaurant and Lodging Association, says restaurants statewide aren't making much money from takeout, drive-through, and delivery.
They're operating with limited staff. They really weren't designed to operate in that capacity. They're just doing this as a stopgap measure to try to stay afloat.
Mingus says the majority of North Carolina's 18,000 restaurants have closed completely, and she says it's not clear how many will be able to reopen. Meanwhile, Alyssa's Kitchen has had greater than expected interest in its catered family dinners for Easter and Passover.
Almost every order we got in had a brisket on it.
Alyssa Weilen is the company's owner and executive chef. She estimates she's prepared at least 75 brisket orders ahead of the holiday.
We think a lot of people are used to getting together, and now that they're not, maybe what your family member or friend would make, you are kind of missing. So you want to find a way to include it and without getting together. So we're able to kind of fill in the gaps for a lot of people.
Weilen also offered a Seder plate option with traditional foods like a bitter herb and haroset. Her Easter to-go menu includes carrot cake whoopie pies. For WFAE News, I'm Claire Donnelly.